Welcome to Washington Exec's Givers of GovCon podcast series, where we highlight the philanthropic efforts within the government contracting community and speak to the leaders spearheading them. Over the next weeks, you'll hear us talk with givers of all kinds as we dig deeper into how and why they're giving back. So thanks for tuning in and enjoy this next episode of Givers of GovCon.
Hello and welcome back to Givers of GovCon. I'm Amanda Zieda with Washington Exec, and today our guest is Terri-Ann Lord. Terri-Ann is a managing director with Accenture Federal Services and a Howard University alumni, which will be important to our conversation. So thank you so much for joining us today, Terri-Ann.
Thank you, Amanda. It's really great to be here with you.
Of course. So I want to start by asking if you can tell us a bit about Accenture Federal Services' work with Howard University. What is the mission and the goal of the relationship?
Our relationship with Howard University is twofold. We started out with how we can best partner to invest in skill development, focused around deepening and broadening student skill development with the lens of real-world experience. And then it evolved into a partnership with the faculty and staff to bring innovation into the classroom. As a result of those experiences, students now have the option of joining us to continue to build and expand on what they've learned, as well as to build a relationship and bring in new talent.
So why did AFS choose to get involved with and support Howard? And when did the relationship start?
We've had a relationship with Howard University for well over two decades. So we've been partners for a very long time. It started as a one to drive by recognizing the caliber of the student talent and wanting them to have an opportunity to join us. And that evolved into a partnership with faculty and administration in order to broaden the impact, the classroom innovation, as well as real world student experience. So it's been well over two decades that our partnership with Howard University has been in existence.
Wonderful. So can you tell us a bit about the work that you've been doing so far with Howard?
We've done a lot of great and innovative things with Howard University. So we've done things like in the classroom through immersion innovation class, we've done supply chain innovation. We've done some analytics, exploring analytics and data science. We also have hackathons and also the Executive Honors Program, the EHP program. Howard students are also participating in our HBCU Technology Development Internship Program. And this spring, as part of the Howard CEO Lecture Series, we've been invited to speak on all the innovative work that we do and how we still help our clients solve very complex problems. One of the other things that we do too is we sit on the advisory board, we help review student curriculum, we do lecture series, and we also participate in hands-on classroom activities. So lots and lots of great things that we're doing as part of our partnership with Howard University and HBCUs in general.
Wonderful. Yeah, I love the concept behind hackathons. Can you tell us a bit about the mission behind the Howard University hackathon specifically?
Yeah, so the idea behind a hackathon is to really advance technology, information, hands-on experience, skills for those students so they get to participate and solve really, really live new world problems. They can solve in new ways. It helps to drive innovative thinking, innovative solutioning, and students get to showcase their tech skills. So it's really a great experience, like watching the evolution of the hackathons, like when the students start to where they end and what they do in order to solve these very complex real world problems. It's quite fun, quite informative, and the students have a great experience solving real world problems.
Yeah, I can imagine how fun it would be to make this topic a bit more exciting, being surrounded by your peers and other students and kind of seeing the outcome of a project like this. So it's cool. I wanted to ask specifically to you why it's important to equip the next generation of talent with these kinds of future-ready skills and why others should get involved in doing the same.
The technological progress and innovation is just happening in our world at an unprecedented pace. It's reshaping every aspect of our lives, from the way we live to the way we work, and also to the way we learn. Educators play a critical role in equipping students with the skills they need. like computer science, data science, cybersecurity. These are all skills that are needed to build future products and services. So it's important that these students have the technical as well as the soft skills and the confidence they need to become future tech leaders. Our continued partnership with HBCUs is just one of the many ways of us helping prepare the next generation of future leaders.
All right. And what's the response been like from students on campus?
Oh, it's been overwhelmingly positive. One of our polls, we had 100% of the students will recommend us to their friends.
Wow.
we've seen an uptick in our ability to recruit both from enrolled as well as alumni. We've just seen an increased number of students participating, like engaging in some of our classroom activities, engaging in our hackathon, as well as the Executive Honors Program. We've just had such a positive response over the two decades. We've seen it grown, and it's just been so exciting to see the evolution and the growth.
Wow, yeah, 100% of students. That's incredible. Mm-hmm. Very cool. So tell us a bit about the Let There Be Change campaign.
The Let There Be Change ties into our decades-long relationship with HBCU. So what it's done is it's really helped to deepen and broaden student skill development with the lens of real-world experience. So over the two decades, it's just expanded and deepened that what we provide and our partnership and partnering with the faculty and administration to bring innovation into the classroom just helps to increase and broaden that impact. We're seeing a real uptick in classroom innovation and just the overwhelming response and satisfaction from the students as they're getting this real world hands-on experience.
Wonderful. Well, I'd love to close by asking if there's any upcoming news related to AFS and its work with Howard going forward that you'd like to share.
Yeah, this spring, we're really excited to be a part of the Howard University CEO Lecture Series. So talking about the innovative work that we do, how we help our clients solve very complex problems. So we're really excited to be invited as part of the CEO Lecture Series.
Awesome. And if I may ask, how does it feel to be involved at this capacity with your alma mater?
Oh, it's great. I've been over the past few years of being a Howard graduate, I've been able to support in different ways, but contributing in such a manner, like helping with our Howard internship program, technology development internship, and help shaping and contributing to the halls and the work. Like, I graduated from the information technology. So being able to contribute, like, it's just personally rewarding and fulfilling. And I'm just super thrilled to be part of a firm that supports us giving back in this way as well. So it's been thrilling for me personally.
Awesome. Yeah, I can imagine. Well, thank you so much, Sherianne, for sharing how AFS is doubling down on its commitment to HBCUs and helping mentor and guide the next generation of tech talent. Really appreciate you being here with us.
Thank you. It's been a delight.